Good morning. You're on KBK. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
What would you like to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the house that burned in Kentucky.
Yes.
And I just find that a shocking story. I think the fee, the $75 fee, is perfectly reasonable. I think the homeowner should have paid it, obviously. But I'm going to take it a step further. I think it should be a mandatory fee. I think just like property taxes, and I think there should be penalties and seizures involved if homeowners do not pay it. I think it's a horrible thing that has happened. I cannot believe they did not put the fire out and then assess a huge fine against them for not having paid the fee. But my God, what have we come to if we stand by and let a house burn down?
So have a sort of like a forced fee. It's not a voluntary fee that they would get charged through their taxes or some other way, $75 to pay the other county that's covering the fire department for
them. Yes, yeah. Yes. And I'll tell you, I would be amazed if they actually did have homeowners' fire insurance. I can't believe an insurer would provide that if they were aware of the situation there. And I also wanted to address something else you said. You talked about fire departments showing up across the county at different fires. I believe that's due to a mutual aid agreement.
That they each cover each other's wants and needs? And
yeah, I believe there's a mutual aid agreement between the different townships and cities. But anyway.
You know, and apparently they don't believe in that down south.
just a horrifying story.
If you get to see the video and to watch the family standing, I mean, they've got video. The camera crews, by the way, were standing around. You didn't see any of those guys grabbing a fire hose either.
Yeah, no one did anything. I had a job where I traveled extensively from Maine to Kentucky, continuously running promotions. I spent a lot of time in Kentucky, and I'm going to tell you, the people there are wonderful. They are just the friendliest, best-mannered people. But I do think I can't imagine a group of New Englanders just standing around watching a house burn to the ground like that. Yep. You know, I just can't. I'm sorry.
I appreciate your phone call and your opinions. 357-1290. If you'd like to share them, there are links to this story involving libertarians, too, by the way. Some that would suggest a privatized fire department, others that wouldn't. There's also a lot of comments from the community. This one is interesting. A house fire equivalent of herd immunity. The neighbor who paid would presumably have preferred his property never catch fire at all, which it wouldn't have if his neighbor's property had been put out. It's like the lack of protection for immunized people. When an increase in unimmunized people increases the odds of catching the disease. Sometimes the individual who makes the bad decision affects others. And that's why some things can't be optional. Really, I'm amazed anyone was stupid enough to really try privatized fire protection again. There's a reason we dropped it for municipal fire departments. And again, he's right here because they made it optional. The other guy, the neighbor, almost had his house burned down. Police protection, too. Let's do it right. Real free market style and privatize the police services, too. I think requiring an approved $500 credit card deposit is reasonable before any 911 call is processed. The responders can collect any additional fees on site before they render any aid or protection. So certainly weed out the lazy freeloaders. What? So you call 911. There's a guy breaking into my house. Okay, we'll send somebody right over. But first, can I have your credit card? What type of card? Its expiration date and the last four digits. I don't have a credit card because we got into trouble and maxed. I don't have a credit card. Well, sorry, we can't send any police. Huh? And then the people, rob their house and then go next door and kill the people living there. Herd immunization theory put to work there, too. KBK, you're on the air. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's Ian from Rekeen.com.
Ian, what's going on?
Well, just real quick on tolls, in the absence of the government, the marketplace could come up with different ways to fund roads. Tolls are kind of an antiquated idea. You could always have, roads that are charitably funded or advertiser funded.
Charitably funded roads?
Sure, why not? You've got advertisers also in the government. Typically, when they build a toll road, a lot of times the government people will promise that, only need the tolls to make the money back on the road. And then, of course, the toll booths never go away.
Right.
So aside from that, fire. I'm looking at the report you were talking about from, I think it was WSPD Television.
Yes.
And sad story. Couldn't help but notice that the the fire department in this case, are government workers. And so it's clearly, you know, not really a free market situation at all. Maybe it's a market opportunity for some people that actually care about others to get into business and take care of folks. I mean, I guess the question would be, do you think that the folks running the department around here would do things the same way?
No, I don't think they do things the same way. Keep in mind, if you compare this, and you're right, this was a government entity looking for a small bit of reimbursement if they go out and cover a fire that's basically not in their community going over into this other county. But let's face it, the charge is only $75. I don't think a private entity could be successful in collecting $75 per every fire. I mean, let's face it, some communities don't have a fire for 5 months. The fee, I think, was, and I'm not sure why they even have the fee other than it's representative of saying, okay, we just want a little something for going to put out a fire in your community. I'm not sure why the other community itself through taxes just doesn't raise the money that equals the amount of people that they have living there so that they don't have the expense of having a fire department. It's like, yeah, you know, some places, some towns that are too small, they don't have a school. They just pay to tuition all their kids to another school. Why they wouldn't do that right in the case of a fire department is just amazing to me.
Well, yeah, volunteer fire departments work all around the country, obviously. I know over 90% of fire departments are volunteer fire departments. Are completely funded in many cases without coercion. So basically, I mean, this is an exception. This particular organization really dropped the ball, and now it's not really looking so good for them. So again, in the marketplace, if an organization fails, then they deserve the consequences that that come to it.
Now whose organization failed? The town that has the fire department that didn't go to the fire, or the town where the gentleman lives that doesn't provide fire protection?
Well, I mean, clearly this guy said he was willing to pay, and it wouldn't have been unreasonable for the department to say something like, well, you know, you didn't pay in advance, so it's going to cost you $300.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be unreasonable because the guy was, I mean, $75 to cover a house for a year is pretty reasonable cost.
You think?
Yeah.
That's less than cable for the month, you know?
Right, and the caller that called earlier, even though I disagree with her solution that the homeowner should have been fined or punished for his lack of foresight, I don't agree with that. But she was right from one aspect in that, you know, this guy was you know, he could have paid in advance, and had he paid in advance, then he would have received the services. But it was really I kind of spaced on that one, but it was just woke up. But yeah, I mean, they did drop the ball. They could have done a better job, and there's plenty of examples out there of people in the marketplace providing services free of charge. You know, if you look over into India, there are hundreds of private schools that have sprung up simply because the government schools are so bad, and poor people are paying $1 a week to send their kids to these private schools, but there are still people that can't afford $1 a week. And so what you have are the private school owners are just giving away hundreds and hundreds of scholarships simply because they can afford it, and it makes them look good to the community to do something like that. So, anyway, those are my thoughts.
Very good. I appreciate your phone call, Ian. Good to have you on the show. 928-357-1290. Something he said, though, about, you know, the 90% of fire departments around the country are volunteer and don't depend on coercion, which I think is Ian speak for, meaning that, you know, they have their pay come through people's taxes. That's exactly how volunteer fire departments work. Everything is provided for by the taxes, with the exception of regular pay and benefits for the firemen themselves. But the fire trucks, the insurance, the certification, and everything else, which can be costly. I mean, have you seen the cost of a new fire truck or ambulance? Is provided for by taxes. It's just they don't have somebody around the clock manning the fire station. That's where the savings come in. But there's still taxes very much connected to the volunteer fire departments. 357-1290, if you'd like to join us on the program. No doubt the man who let his house burn is ultimately responsible. His neighbor paid the $75, and the fire department was right there to protect his house. He decided not to, and he didn't get the help. You know what it kind of reminds me of is this whole issue about insurance. The guy didn't pay the money. His house started to burn, and he called the fire department right up. 911, my house is on fire. You didn't pay your money. I'll pay it. Come right now, and I'll pay it. Now that my house is on fire, I'll pay it. Well, it doesn't work that way. I'll pay it. Come put out the fire. No. Health insurance. What if we had mandatory insurance? And we're obviously heading this way, where you don't get health insurance because you're not sick. What if you were allowed to get sick, then get health insurance and have everything covered? And I'm not talking necessarily about a chronic illness or something like that. That's different, and I understand. But let's, because you can never really see that coming down the pike. Well, the same, I guess, for accidents. Well, let's say I'm 25, I'm young, I'm healthy, no history of medical problems in my family. I'm not going to buy health insurance. Screw it. I fall off my mountain bike out at Rhododendron State Park or wherever, and I break my arm. Up at Pisgah Park. That's in the news. And I break my arm. Crap, my arm is broke. I got to go to the hospital. It's an emergency room visit. There's the cost of x-rays and the doctor, and it's like $1,000. Man, I don't have $1,000. What if I'm up at Pisgah, I'm on my mountain bike, and I wipe out and I break my arm? Crap, I broke my arm. Ugh, I got to go to the hospital. So you call the insurance company. Hi, this is Dan. Yeah, what can we do for you today, Dan? Well, I broke my arm. I'm on my way to the hospital. Can I get health insurance? Sure you can. There you go. Thanks. How much do I owe you? Well, we'll send you a bill. Okay, good. And then you go and get your arm taken care of, and the insurance covers 80% of the cost. See where I'm going with that? Hey, my house is on fire. Well, you didn't pay for the fire department. Okay, I'll pay. All right, now we'll come and spend a couple $1,000 to put out the fire, and it'll only cost you $75. Do you think those entities would be in business very long? The fire department? The hospital? Or the health insurance company? That's why you need to buy insurance. You should have it already. Maybe you have high deductible. Maybe you've got not the greatest insurance in the world, but have something. Because you can't break your arm, then get the health insurance. Just like this guy couldn't have a fire, then pay to have it put out. 357-1290, or you can, but it would obviously cost a lot more. 357-1290, you're on the air. KVK, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, hi. You just brought up a point that I was going to bring up. You know, it's like buying insurance after the fact.
Right. You can't do it.
Or car insurance, any kind, that's not really fair. I do feel bad for these people. But the only question I had, I wonder if there was anybody in the house, what they would have done.
Well, that's the question I had. Not even a person. What if there had been a beautiful collie dog up on the second floor barking out the window? Do you think one of those firemen would have run and got a ladder?
Yeah, that's the only thing I wondered.
Can you imagine the news headline if a 70-year-old grandmother perished in the fire?
Yeah.
What would they do then?
Yeah. That was my only one question. I mean, I wonder if they would have.
I
would say they probably. I'm sure they weren't that heartless, and they would have gone in.
I would say, and again, this is just my faith in human beings, that if there was somebody in the house, there's no way that fire department wouldn't have shown up to help them out.
That's what I'd like to think too.
Yeah. I would just say I don't think they'd ever be able to recover from the propaganda. And the bad news that would come out about that fire department if they had allowed somebody or even a dog or a cat or a pet like that to get hurt in a fire of that nature. The bad publicity would just overwhelm them.